Justin Fluke now joined by head coach Derek Shelton. We're talking D-West boys basketball. The Mustangs have played three games, Friday, Monday, and Tuesday since last we spoke with coach. The record 4-12 now on the season. Going back to last Friday, coach, Blue Valley Randolph, a team that you ended up facing kind of twice in just over a week span, but fall to them in another fairly close game, about the same score almost. It was 60-50 at your home place last Friday night. Talk about that game and maybe what was the difference in the second matchup against Blue Valley Randolph.
Yeah, the difference this time around was really just the first quarter. We got down 19-5 there at the end of one. They hit some shots and we couldn't hit anything. We looked almost kind of nervous out there. And then second quarter wasn't a whole lot better. We were down 19.5. But then, you know, second half we kind of reset and the kids came out and, you know, we kind of went to a press and got back into the game, got it down to 8 there in the fourth quarter, but just couldn't quite get it any lower than 8 there.
Good bounce back on Monday, your most lopsided win of the season. I know DeKalb's been struggling, but it's a different team, obviously. And 62-33, good offense, good defense. Must have been just a good night for the boys all the way around Monday.
Yeah, it was a good night for us. You know, like I tell the boys, anytime you get a win, I mean, a win's a win, no matter who it is or how you get it done. A win's a win. So, you know, it was good to go out there. We tried a few different things just to get some work in, and, you know, I thought we did a pretty good job.
What were some of the different things that you thought maybe you'd work on in that game or some other guys you were able to get in maybe that helped, you know, just build some more depth for you the rest of the season perhaps?
Yeah, I got a little more, got a few more guys in there with our normal, you know, six guys we play, just kind of see how that goes. We've been working a lot more on that in practice, trying to get some more guys comfortable to where we can get a little deeper in six, you know, and then we've been trying some different defenses. So it was nice to kind of try a little bit in live action, you know, and see how it went.
Yeah, you had a game last night as well, and that point is Centralia 74-46. Maybe just one of those nights you run into a really hot shooting team. I was reading about Centralia and their three-point shooting last night was obviously a big part of that game. You played with them, and right there after a quarter, but it seemed like the second quarter and into the second half, the game just slipped away a bit.
Yeah, we came out really good. You know, when you play your third game and basically 3 days with no practice, you know, we didn't have a practice on them, didn't get, you know, have a whole lot of time to do a whole lot on them. So I was a little nervous to start, but, you know, the kids came out, we jumped on them 7-0 and, you know, down only 20-19 at the end of the first, you know, we played really well. And then, you know, we were hoping that, you know, their shots wouldn't continue to fall like they were, you know, going in, we knew to take away the inside. And I thought for the most part, we did a pretty good job at that. But when they hit 14 threes, that's kind of, that's tough to overcome.
What goes through your mind when you look at the schedule now and you got 5 games left? I mean, obviously still a lot to play for. You got some winnable games. You're trying to position yourself and sub-state a bit, but what are some things you're talking to the guys about here the next couple games or the next couple days, knowing that you really only have 5 games left and it's really time to start finding that peak?
Yeah, we've been talking for the last week or so, you know, this time of year, you know, it's about the mental things a little bit more than the physical things for us. You know, when you go through the TVL tournament and how tough that is and you come right out of the gate, you know, we had Axel and, you know, it's just continuously in the league, it could really beat you down. You know, we got to stay focused on what our end goal is, you know, and we know that going into that last week of February, we want to be playing our best basketball to give ourselves a chance to come substate.
You bet. Best of luck in the upcoming games. You host Clifton Clyde this Friday night and then have a little short break after that. Coach, we'll look forward to chatting more next week.
All right, thanks, Justin.
Coach Derek Shelton of the D-West Boys, the weekly locker room chats brought to you by Triple L Tire and by the Bedina State Bank and Bank of Highland.